Joined in the studio today by Mayor Chris Haglock of Alito, Illinois. Hello, Mayor.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, it was nice to see you last weekend. We were out at Smith's Custom Meats and General Store, their grand opening downtown.
Wasn't that wonderful?
It really was, and they had a big crowd.
That was the second ribbon cutting in 2 weeks here, so I'm excited about downtown and the opportunities.
You know, it was really nice, though, to see there's a place now that you can just pop in down the street and grab snacks when you want, whatever. It's just nice to have back in downtown Alito.
It's definitely a great option, but you get in that routine, and then you're like, oh, gosh, it's like after Christmas, everybody has to go on a weight loss and go to the Y, you know?
I know it. I ate enough jalapeno cheddar sticks to know that last Saturday. We want to talk about, again, across the street. I am just amazed, Mayor. Yesterday, they were pouring some concrete, and they're really making some progress on the Central Park parking lot.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. We've had some really good weather. Poured another, I think it was 280 yards of concrete. So the main parking lot should be poured and completed, and they're going to start working on the plaza area. So it's moving right along. It looks like, and you're probably going to ask, but
I want the exact date, Mayor.
It looks like we're going to have a finished date, hopefully late September. So
all right. Well, we'll hope. We won't hold you to that, but we'll
please
hope for it.
Yeah,
we'll hope for it.
Weather permitting.
Absolutely. We can't control the weather. We posted that the Fenton Park pool was closed now for the season, I believe. Is that correct? And that doesn't mean that the new pool is opening next season, correct? There are some employees that you need.
Correct, yeah. We've had maintenance issues with the old pool, you know, as we've talked about previously, and it continues to be an issue. So they closed actually early this year. We have no plans to open it next year. We're going to take that funding and put it towards the new pool. And we'll have to work with the Y. The Y talks about maybe they're going to give us some options next year for some swimming. So hopefully we can work something out with them. But we're anxious to continue to raise funds for the new pool, which we hope can start construction next spring and open in the spring or summer of 2026.
And if you don't get to go to the pool next summer, you can help participate in the building of this one and actually become a permanent part of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, our big campaign right now is called Fill the Pool. So for $1,000, you basically buy 100 gallons of pool water to help fill the pool as part of our campaign. And you don't have to pay that $1,000 all at once. You can if you want, or you can spread it over 5 years. So if you want to pay $200 a year, you can do so. You can pay $1,000 a year if you want to pay $5,000. So
I'm going to need a brick in the shallow end because I can't go further down than 4 feet. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
City Bulletin comes out in the spring and the fall, and we're getting ready for that fall edition.
Yes, we are. We're working on that right now, doing a few edits. And we hope to have it completed, ready for publication, and out to the community the second week of September.
All right. Any goodies in there? Any coupons for free stuff? Or
you know, we've never thought about that. Maybe we should start reaching out to businesses that want to advertise.
All right, Mayor. We appreciate you coming in. I just can't wait on this one because today we're going to stump the mayor. 5 questions. It is time.
Have you noticed how easy it is to stump me?
It is. So I tried to make these are actually hard, but they're more accurate than last time.
Oh, no.
Because you should never take this part of the segment seriously.
Right. I hope not.
5 questions all about corn.
Okay.
What's your history with corn?
Very little.
You've eaten it?
I've eaten it.
You've seen it?
Raised it.
Yeah. All right. So here comes the 5 questions. Those yellow low-flying planes that go over the fields. You've seen those, right?
Yeah.
Are they carrying spray to keep the bugs away, fertilizer, or are they dropping sugar to turn the corn into sweet corn?
Well, it's definitely spray to keep the bugs away.
Okay, you got that one. That's a winner. You know, I didn't know how they made it sweet corn, but I guess. So if you counted the number of rows on a corn cob, you know, left to right, would you come up with an even number or an odd number of rows?
Even.
How did you know that? I didn't know that. Yeah. It's always even, too, they say.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yes, you're right.
It's one of nature's little surprises.
Yes.
Okay, is corn used... I have two of these. Is corn used to make spark plugs, crayons, or toilet paper, or is it all of the above?
Wow.
See, this is a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Spark plugs, crayons, toilet paper, or all of the above?
I would have went with crayons.
All of the above.
No kidding, because I thought spark plugs, there's just no way.
There are parts of corn that can be used in almost anything.
That is amazing.
It's a great, great product. Thank you, farmers. All right, one more for that. Is corn used to make brake pads, edible teeth, laser printer ink, or all of the above?
Well, it seems like all of the above is the one to go with.
So. Edible teeth.
No.
There is a company I found that makes edible teeth that you can put in your mouth and chew. And it's made with corn syrup.
I really think we need to have you working on something else.
I need to refocus my energy, I guess. All right, final question today. Do you wish these silly questions would end so you can go eat some corn?
That's a good one. Appreciate it.
All right. Corn on the cob, some sweet corn. Bring it to... Oh, we didn't talk about Antique Days. There's
we
so many people
didn't.
Coming.
My gosh, it's a Saturday.
It is this Saturday. Well, we've got classic cars lining the streets. Any details you want to give out to people? Where should they park? What should they see?
Well, the parking's always an issue. You know, you're going to have to park on a side street somewhere. But we should have the downtown full of cars for the car show. And the garden tractor pole will be over by the VFW. And the antique tractors will be over in the parking lot at Orient Bank and in front of there. We should have a few food vendors right across the street from the station. So you're going to have to stay away from that because that'll be enticing.
Yeah. And, well, we're used to food vendors, yeah, over there.
That's right. And then there should be some band shell events. There'll be the pinup contest. There'll be some other music there, and we'll have some vendors in the park. So
sounds good. You know, Rusty Dunn will be covering the Antique Fest.
Fabulous.
Antiques Day is what it's called now, right?
Yes,
Antiques
it is.
Day. All right. Saying it correctly. Mayor Chris Haglock, thanks for coming in. Links, thanks for letting me stump you, although you did okay today.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate
and
it.